West Coast lawmakers are expressing outrage over what one calls concrete evidence of fraud and market manipulation during the energy crisis that began in 2000. In recorded phone conversations, traders at Enron Corporation joke about rigging electricity markets and stealing money from grandmothers. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Most of the tapes involve conversations between traders in Enron's Portland, Oregon regional office and traders for El Paso Electric Company. Telephone calls routinely were recorded to document transactions. Despite that, traders talk openly about creating fake bottlenecks in transmission lines and other forms of market rigging. Here's an Enron trader who identifies himself as David, asking about shutting down a steamer that's part of a generating plant to drive up prices.
There's not much demand for power at all, and we're running kind of fat. If you took down a steamer, how long would it take to get it back up?
After hearing that it can be easily done, David gives the go-ahead.
If we shut it down, could you bring it back up in three or four hours, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you just go ahead and shut her down then, if that's okay?
In the crudest language, Enron employees also gloat over the way consumers in the West have been ripped off during the energy crisis. Here's an exchange between a trader named Kevin speaking with Enron's Bob Badir.
So the rumor's true? They're taking all the money back from you guys? All the money you guys stole from those poor grandmothers of California?
Yeah, Grandma Millie, man. But she's the one who couldn't figure out how to vote on the butterfly ballot.
Yeah, now she wants her money back for all the power you charged right up, jammed right up her ass for $250 a megawatt hour.
Originally, these tapes were seized by Justice Department and FBI agents in connection with criminal investigations. Two Enron traders, Timothy Belden and Jeffrey Richter, have already pleaded guilty to wire fraud and are cooperating with prosecutors. A third, John Forney, is scheduled to attend trial in October. Transcripts and audio tapes of the conversations were released earlier this week by the Snohomish County Public Utility District near Seattle, Washington. The district is demanding that Enron refund as much as $2 billion to consumers who were overcharged during the energy crisis. Attorney Eric Christensen represents the district.
These were fraudulent transactions to produce profits that could never have been produced in a properly functioning market. And these tapes and the voices of Enron's own employees demonstrate that without a doubt.
Enron, which hopes to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of the year, declined to comment, except to say that it is cooperating with authorities in ongoing investigations. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.